Hello, video game fans. It is Friday, Friday, June 10th, 2011. I'm Adam Paulus here with the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them. I like to talk about them. We sell toys, though. And that's what we're leading with this week. Valve signed with NECA for licensing. The press release has the full scoop, but basically what it means, NECA can make Portal stuff. Square Enix sent me a press release this week confirming it has sold 100 million units worldwide of the Final Fantasy franchise, and that ain't bad, especially considering how many titles are in it. It's still pretty good. On the Wii this week, you can download Ubongo and the Virtual Console. No, this is the DS one. I got this backwards. You can download... what the hell is this? This is the DS downloads. I am not organized this week. Ghost Series, Picton, Dreamwalker, and Crazy Chibo Puzzle Party. Nintendo also announced the Wii U, which is the successor to the Wii this week. The controller has a giant 6.5-inch LCD screen in it, plus buttons on the side, so it looks kind of like an iPad mashed up with a Wii controller. And it'll finally have HDMI output, so you can have real 1080 HD graphics. And it's also worth noting that the picture you've seen, all you've seen is the controller with the screen on it, that's not the system. The actual system looks kind of like an Xbox mated with a Wii. It's a chunky little Wii with some round on it. It looks pretty nice. On the Xbox 360, there was nothing new to download, but Capcom revealed the arcade edition of Street Fighter 4. I'm lazy, so here's their press release. Capcom, a leading worldwide developer and publisher of video games, today announced the digital upgrade of Super Street Fighter 4 with Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. The add-on is now available as a download via Xbox Live Entertainment Network and PlayStation Network. The entire Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition arcade experience will be coming home as a standalone product at retailers across Europe on June 24th and North America on June 28th. I also neglected to mention Nintendo updated their DS store with 3DS software, including retro Game Boy downloads. You can actually download Alleyway and Super Mario Land, and it plays in the spinach green screen, which is pretty darn neat. What else we got? PlayStation 3, PSN stores back up, New Adventure Island, not Super Adventure Island, Soldier Blade, and the next Back to the Future episode are up. PSP has Soldier Blade, New Adventure Island, and Pool Hall Pro, as well as PSP Mini, Zombie Racers, and Cohort Chess. The big Sony hardware news this week was that the PSP sequel is getting a name called the PlayStation Vita or Vita, I'm not sure. I think it was Vita. According to the news flying out of E3, Sony's next handheld is off to an interesting start before its non-software library provides a second boring generation. Formerly the NGP, it'll come with Wi-Fi and 3G modes for $249 and $299 respectively. Insert a joke here about smaller hardware revisions called the Vita Mini here. There were some new games announced for it. I believe I heard there was a new BioShock and a Tekken vs. Street Fighter, but we'll see. I mean, the PlayStation Portable, I bought one. I got it mostly because they had a lot of really cool remakes of older games. It didn't really seem to do much for new IP, and it seems like they're not looking to do it here either. But oh well, we'll see how it works out. It'll probably be a fine system with a lot of nifty features, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it does in year two. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Exciting in-stock prop replicas are on sale for 20% off, including BioShock and Dead Space items. Wow, check out our site at sale.entertainmentearth.com to see how you can save 20% on over 100 awesome in-stock prop replicas. But hurry, this special offer ends on Tuesday night, and if you miss out, you'll have to pay full price. And you don't want that, so go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today. Also, be sure to check out our new Portal 2 Do Not Inhale Flames Navy t-shirt. Good advice. Also, we've added an exciting Tron Mickey Mouse statue for those of you who love Tron and Mickey Mouse. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. I will see you next time on the next exciting installment, which may be coming up next on your iTunes right now.